Hi, and welcome to Total Success Training Podcasts. We recorded these to give you an insight into some of the topics we train on our open courses. Each of our podcasts have been recorded from an actual training course or seminar, so you get a chance to hear the interaction we have with our course delegates, how we lead, discuss, teach, question, and interact in a live setting. Our delegates always comment that our courses are both informative and fun. In each of our podcasts, we'll show a small extract from one of our courses, and you'll soon realise that we teach practical skills that can be incorporated into your day-to-day work immediately. If you like what you hear and would like more information about our training courses, or would like to book one, please contact us on www.totalsuccess.co.uk.
You've sat down with the appraisee, you've asked them what they feel about an area of performance. Okay. Now, you could ask them on a positive element of performance, a neutral element of performance, or a negative area, one area you'd like to change. If you're going to respond, there are numerous ways to respond, but we find that the four quadrant response is a good thing for you to think about. When responding to an appraisee, be sure that the appraisee understands and accepts the message you're trying to communicate. You want the appraisee to be defensive and emotional towards your comments. You want a win-win appraisal, and to get a win-win appraisal, you need to be sensitive to what you say, how you say it, when you say it. Listed below are four situations which can occur during a win-win appraisal. Now remember, golden rule giving feedback, remember, praise the good behaviour result, criticise the non-productive behaviour or result. Don't praise the person, don't criticise the person, because they can take it personally and react in that sort of light. Let's assume you are, the four areas are, you agree with the employee's positive comments. So if you ask an appraisee what they think and they give you a positive response, you say, yep, I agree with you. You agree with the employee's negative comments. Say you're on an area of poor performance, you say, how do you feel you've done on that? And they say, well, I could have done better. And you say, well, okay, I can see that there is area for improvement on that, and let's see what we can do. So you're not saying, yeah, I agree, you have done badly on that. You're saying, yes, we can move forward on that, okay? You disagree with an employee's negative comments, and that's an interesting concept there. Now, this happens when you feel the employee has done okay, an acceptable level of performance or a good level of performance, but they don't consider their performance as particularly good. They might have somebody who assesses their performance in this particular area and feels, oh, I could have done better, or isn't very self-critical about that. You know, I set myself a standard and didn't achieve it. You, as an appraiser, should necessarily, if you disagree with it, say, no, I actually disagree with your opinion on that. I think you've done very well. I'm very pleased with it. And I'll tell you why. You need to obviously give some facts and evidence as to why you disagree with somebody's performance. Reason for doing that is you actually want the appraisee to see that, you know, you are taking a balanced viewpoint and you can see that the good points from their appraisal. But you've got to back it up with credible evidence. Because your perception of their performance is good, they may not still believe you, because their perception is their reality. Your reality is your perception, and the two perceptions may not be the same. And the last one, you disagree with the employee's positive comments, i.e. they've graded or rated themselves much higher in a particular area than you would have given them. Okay, I think I've done brilliantly on this, I've done really well on this, or that's an area that I've got no problems with whatsoever, or I don't need to change. So you may need to disagree with her.
Thank you for listening to this Total Success Training Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the extract and have taken away at least one technique that you'll find both useful and valuable. At Total Success, we run open courses on a wide range of topics, plus we have the expertise to run bespoke in-house courses at your location throughout the UK. We also sell training packs that contain full course instructions, a full set of PowerPoint slides, a copy of a delegate manual, and all course activities. If you'd like more information about our training courses, training packs, or would like to book with us, please contact us on www.totalsuccess.co.uk.